Bradford West Gwillimbury Council unanimously passed Cown. Jonathan Scott's motion on Tuesday night to reduce phosphorus pollution in the Holland River and Lake Simcoe by calling on York Region to expedite planning and construction of the proposed Holland Marsh phosphorus recycling facility. The motion also called on the provincial government to help fund the project. The facility would reduce phosphorus runoff into the Holland River and Lake Simcoe by up to 40%, protecting the lake's watershed from algae growth, which will better protect the region's aquatic habitat, increase ecosystem biodiversity, and protect drinking water sources. I'm thrilled our council showed our commitment to environmental sustainability by passing this motion unanimously, said Scott. This facility is vital to protecting the health of our watershed, and improving the lake's habitat, which is critical to sustaining our tourism and recreational industries, as well as reaching our commitments under the Lake Simcoe Protection Plan. I think it's a win-win for everybody, said Deputy Mayor James LeDuc, who said he was looking forward to the motion carrying through the province. To me, this is a project that should have been looked at a long time ago. Cown. Peter Farragini, who is also vice chair of the Lake Simcoe Region Conservation Authority, also supported the motion, noting the organization is constantly looking for ways to reduce phosphorus in our water system and protect the lake, and that the facility's ability to reduce phosphorus by 40% is a positive. I think this is important for the protection of our lake, and I hope other municipalities will support this, added Cown. Raj Sandhu. Bradford Mayor Rob Keffer thanked Scott for bringing the motion forward. It is important, it is a good project, and the health of Lake Simcoe is very important to the town of Bradford West Gwillimbury and area municipalities, he said. An identical copy of the motion will be debated on September 17 in Georgina, sponsored by Cown. Dave Neeson, and will be discussed this week by the East Gwillimbury Environmental Advisory Committee, which is chaired by Cown. Lorelea Carruthers.